Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another show to the city.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got to get involved, got to get engaged, and be part of the conversation. Sonia Schmidt's going to join us in a few minutes. I always appreciate her time with me. Oh, I should say, her time with us, right? I mean, realistically, she's with all of us. But I do appreciate the time she spends with us. And, you know, you can always respond. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And if you head up to, if you do head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot in getting involved in the conversation. Don't you want to be? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the tributes, that would help. The tributes were flying for the Queen today. And, you know, you've got, again, you have to have a little compassion. I know I've seen some nasty stuff. And some decent stuff up there on Facebook. Places like that. But, you know, the people of the UK loved her. Just loved her. She was part of the family, if you would. Right? And again, when you look, you look at the history between the UK and the US, it's a big deal. Really. We are like, you know, some people say, well, they're like our older cousins. I guess so, yeah. But we showed them how to do it, I guess. That's the way to say it. And so we just need to have some compassion for them. I saw some things going on, like I said. Yeah, it may not be a big deal to us, but seriously, it is a big deal to them. We need to have some compassion for them, I guess is what I'm trying to say. All right. God, there's so much. I don't even know what to go with first. There's so much junk happening out there. You know, and I love this. The Views Navarro, she grilled Charlie Crist. Is it Crist? On previous pro-life stance. Right? Or his running mate. I love this. Right? What were you thinking? So here's proof positive over and over and over again. If you're a Democrat. You're a Christian Democrat or just a Democrat. Proof positive over and over and over again. That in essence, for all intents and purposes, all they care about, for the moment anyway, is whether you're pro-choice or not. Whether you're willing to kill babies. Whether you're willing to be good with abortion. On the View, co-host Anna Navarro ripped into Florida Democrat gubernatorial. See, rip up your own, right? Charlie Crist for flip-flopping from his previous conservative platform to his current Democratic platform. She also grilled him for choosing teachers' unions boss and alleged Fidel Castro's sympathizer, Carla Hernandez Matz. That's his running mate. Now, Crist is currently trailing the polls behind the opponent. No kidding. Duh, really? Look, if you Floridians, you vote in Charlie Crist, God, I feel bad for you. It will really, really make me question your sanity. She spoke to the ladies at the talk show about his gubernatorial platform and how he plans to win against DeSantis. Navarro wasn't going to have it. She's been a long-time critic of Crist anyway. Navarro began her exchange with Crist by bringing up how much political affiliations have changed during his career, which involved him running for office in Florida many times. You ran in Florida 16 times, Navarro said. You've been in 16 elections in the last three decades. In that time, you've gone from staunch Republican to an independent, now to a Democrat. You know, I don't agree with much that woman does. I don't even like her. But the bottom line with it is, she's right. She's right to pound on him like this. She then brought up a robocall that Crist produced in 2006, promoting his then-conservative values while he was running to be a Republican governor of Florida. You know, but this shows what an idiot says. So let's rip up the guy that you want in. Did she really think he was going to be able to defend his position at the time? There's no way. The audio of the robocall was played with the voice of Charlie Crist saying, "Hey, I'm pro-life. I oppose amnesty for illegal immigrants. I support traditional marriage. I've never supported a new tax or big spending program in my life." Right, which is great. I mean, apparently he was taking his pills regularly at the time. He went on to say, "I support a constitutional amendment to protect traditional marriage, and I oppose adoption by gay couples. I work to ensure the right to display the Ten Commandments in public places." My God, all these terrible things. How dare he even think he's even qualified to run for office? You got to love it. After the tape concluded, Navarro asked, "Those are your words. What would you say to the skeptics like me who think you've changed parties because you're political mercenary and you just whatever? You just changed out of convenience. How do you convince me?" Right? He says, "Well, I changed parties because my party changed." He argued that it began with the rise of the Tea Party wing of the GOP, and the problems have metastasized since then. He added, "I couldn't stomach it anymore." He slammed the Republican Party and Governor DeSantis for becoming anti-minority. Oh, yeah, okay, sure. It's funny how they put stuff out there. They can say anything, and you're supposed to believe. What the heck? You're supposed to believe it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a few. Sonya Schmidt joins me. She better join me. We'll be back in a few minutes.
It's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I think I'm going to change that. Those are sort of cure for Democrat dementia. I think I bring it on. I make them so crazy they don't know what to do with themselves. That's what I think. That's what I think it's all about. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, then I don't even want to deal with you. And you know, as a conservative, you should be part. You should be wanting to be part of the solution. Because they're usually, yeah, you heard me, them, they ends, are usually part of the problem.
Anyway, let me bring her on. I always have fun when Sonya Schmidt joins us. So much appreciate the time that you spend with us. And, yeah, look at that. See, there's a smile. Last time you... Don't change that. Sonya Schmidt joins us. She does every week. To take on the real issues of the day. So, yeah. How are we doing? You're still in bug land, right?
I'm only smiling because I can't believe you still invite me on.
Oh, hey, a week without Sonya is a week without sunshine. You know what I'm saying?
So, a week without Sonya is what it is.
Oh, God. All right, listen. I got so much that I just want to have so much fun because it's just amazing to me what's going on in this country and a lot of the spiritual stuff that's happening. Nobody really wants to talk about. This week seemed to be the pro-Christian abortion week, where people just are attacking Christianity based on the fact that they don't condone abortion, right? So the first one is Ms. Kamala Harris. Kamala, is it Kamala or Carmel Harris? I don't know. I forget whether they use her stage name or not, you know? But
I don't know, nor do I care. That's just, you know, the first thing is you have to give a crap, and I don't. So call her whatever you want. I am not in the mood to care what her pronouns are or her correct pronunciation is. I haven't even seen her, and every time she does pop up, she's messing up something, you know?
So she looks like she's on an IV of weed. She was applauded at the National Baptist Convention, okay? And she was applauded because, you know, she said that, you know, that Christians should embrace abortion, okay? This is where their mindset is at. This is this wonderful Christian woman. I know she doesn't claim to be a Christian, but...
I was going to say, I never heard her profess that.
Her?
What was her reasoning for that? What's her reasoning for
why? Let me see how long this is. I would play this. How long is it? Oh, here, we can play this. Let's have fun with this.
Just give me the intro, I want you to
throw up just like I do over this stuff, okay?
Okay, all right.
Seriously. Okay, so here we go. Get rid of her here. Let's do this here.
As extremists... work to take away the freedom of women to make decisions about their own bodies, faith leaders are taking a stand, knowing one does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held religious beliefs to agree that a woman should have the ability to make decisions about her own body and not have her government tell her what to do.
Okay.
And she will choose in consultation with...
You want me to let her finish, or you want to go off on her right there?
Yeah, I'll give her one more shot at this.
Oh, no, she's going to bury herself good. Here you go.
Okay.
Her pastor, or a priest, or a doctor, and her loved ones. But the government should not be making that decision. In this moment, let us heed the words of 1 Corinthians. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. And do everything in love.
I just saw demons dancing. I never saw that in my life, but my mind saw demons dancing. Wow.
I mean, she actually quoted scripture.
And misused.
and misused it. Yes, you're correct.
Right. The first thing she said... She talked about doing everything in love. Okay, explain to me how ripping apart a defenseless, and there's so many scriptures to back up protecting the least of us, and how important children are to Christ, to God. How does she justify saying that that is done in love? I've never seen any sort of killing or murder done in love. Who is it love of? It's love of self. Now, one thing that the Bible talks about is being dead to self. So if you're going to kill something, you kill yourself. You murder all the crap that you've had before you adopt Christ into your life. So if you're going to talk about killing something, it's not some innocent baby in the womb. So she got that all wrong.
But just think that she had the guts to use scripture. Look,
she doesn't have
not stupidity. I'm sorry. Guts. I apologize. She's ignorant. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
She's ignorant and arrogant. She's ignorant and arrogant. And to me, those are the worst two combinations. That's the worst combination that you can have. And that's one thing that the left really adopts.
No. Well, they
can be stoked.
They hate absolutes. And you know that.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
But I want to read this one. You know, the scripture that she forgot. All right? The one thing... Mm-hmm. For those of you un-Bible scholars, in Jeremiah 1:5, and you can twist this always to Sunday, you can't get the what you want out of it, right?
Right.
It says, before I formed you in your mama's womb, I knew you. So God had a relationship with you before you hit this planet. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to many. So God had a plan for you. Now you come along.
He had a plan for us.
Right.
And there is no place in the Bible that says that God's plan was to have you ripped limb by limb.
Yeah.
I did a video when Obama was ripped.
You got a hold. You hear that music? Oh,
you got a hold. Excuse me.
Yep. You can sing along with it if you want. I'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about your video when we come back, I promise.
Okay,
don't see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya right after the break.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles is beginning his reign as British monarch with a solemn pledge to serve with love and loyalty. In a televised address after the death of Queen Elizabeth, Charles praised his mother's dedication to her people. Vice President Kamala Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced.
Which is the recognition, of course, that space can and must be protected for the benefit of all people.
Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. Thousands are honoring the life of a Memphis mother who was kidnapped and murdered while jogging. They gathered on the campus of the University of Memphis at 4:20 a.m. Friday morning to complete an 8.2-mile run that Eliza Fletcher was on before her death. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Over to your host.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
Oh, God, I can't get away from this. The View host, what's her name? What's she, Sony, Sunny, whatever her name is? Hold on, let me bring her on. Sony Smith joins me. She does every week, but she's more up on this entertainment garbage than I am. Hostin? Sunny Hostin. Hostin? Mostin, Hostin, Postin.
That is one show that, unfortunately, I miss.
She's calling for reparations for Black British UK people now that the Queen's dead.
Why?
I'm surprised you didn't call Black African Americans living in the UK. I don't know, whatever.
Exactly, right.
I'm sorry.
They have lost their mind. How do you wake up every day and look for stuff that you wanna that you hate? Like that, and to be and just why fall into the racist camp every day. Here is this woman who has a wonderful job. Nobody knows her name, and nobody would have known of her had she not been on The View in America.
Yeah, you're exactly
and
right.
She has something to complain about. She has something to complain God. About.
Yeah, I was cracking up. So I told you during the break, somebody sent me a scripture, contemporary English version. I've never even heard of that version, but whatever. There's a whole bunch of them out there.
Right. I
am your creator, and before you were born, I chose you to speak for me to the nations. Now, how do you still say that abortion is okay with God when God may have chosen that baby that's being aborted to speak for him?
Well, whether it's in a version, you know, a rendition that we've never heard of or not, it's all throughout the Bible. All it's saying is you got to speak for me, live for me, consider me first. You know, that is the reoccurring theme. So if that's the case, and it applies to babies in the womb, then I don't know how you justify, oh, you got to rip it apart. Oh, before the break, we were going to talk about this video that I made, and it was when Obama was running for president. And and we knew his views on abortion. Well, I had just, you know, pardon my ignorance, but I just found out the procedure of a partial birth abortion. I did not know how barbaric it was. It's hard to believe that in modern times and in America we could do something, we could justify doing something so barbaric. And you can still find, you'd have to search it at this point, but there's a video on YouTube, you can look up my name, and it's on partial birth abortion, and I describe what it is. And for many of your viewers, they probably know. I didn't at the time, but I felt it was important enough to explain it to other people. But this is one of the most ugly procedures ever, even if you thought a woman had the right to choose and an embryo didn't. I don't know how in a million years you could justify doing it this way.
Well, maybe it's something we need to start showing in high schools.
It's something that we not only need to be, yes, in high schools.
I only say that because you see the crap that they're being exposed to anyhow. We're telling them this is okay. It's just a blob.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about that when you're getting your breasts cut. You're getting mutilated. If you're a girl, you don't have to worry about that. And I'll be honest with you. The way they're teaching girls nowadays, if you saw that video, it might justify you going ahead and doing a sex change. Because why would you want to run that risk? It's all messed up right now. It is just...
Well, they're not allowing the stories of the kids that are detransitioning. I did one the other night, and I got a ration of crap for it. And you know, people probably don't listen to the show. They just heard that I did something about it, whatever it was.
Sure.
But you think about that, you know, think about what that is all about. You've got more and more pro-lifers that are being thrown out of places, you know, not being allowed to show their wares, if you would.
Yeah.
Just nuts.
Very sick times. And I don't know, you know, the only thing that I have to hold on to is I know that God is in charge, but
God,
there's a lot of ugly that happens in between, and what they're doing to our children is so evil. And I like watching the videos of people who come out. I think Tucker Carlson actually has a two-part documentary. I've been trying to get it all night. And it gives a voice to people who say this is not the answer, and suicide is super high in this community, and they just give some facts about it. And you can't say it out loud. You can't say that this isn't healthy.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff.
I have a daughter that I can't say it to. Right. You can just add this to the list of the many things that you cannot say out loud. The common sense things.
I can't imagine anybody telling you can't say something.
Trust me.
Well, they can say it, but I don't know. I can't always imagine you adhering to it. I'll put it that way.
Now, you know what? Sadly, okay, so this is what I do, and this is what I did with my global warming book. I remember years ago when I wrote when I did the research for the global warming book, and I wrote it for children because I was writing for Disney, and I said, look, if anybody can explain this, I can, because I know how to communicate to children. But what inspired me to write it is I was trying to hold a conversation, just ask questions, because it was fairly new at the time. It was called global warming at the time, but, you know, being my age, I knew what
global cooling, you know, world cooling.
Right. So I just tried to have a normal conversation with one of my children, and she got so emotional and shut me down. And what I realized is, okay, I can't talk to her. Okay, she ain't on the list of people I can communicate with, but maybe I can help other children. who are being told these same lies and feeling this emotional about it and not having the facts. And then I started researching it, and it took me about a year or so, year and a half to research it. But by the time I finished researching it, I thought everybody knew this. Everybody knew this was a hoax. Everybody knew that Al Gore's documentary had been debunked. Not at all. It's shocking how they will try to keep the information, and if you try to give it, they will. My sister didn't speak to me. I kept it a secret. You think I'm not easy to shut down? I kept it a secret from my liberal sister that I was writing a book about the other side of global warming. And then the artist, one of the artists of the book, was there one day with my sister at a barbecue that I was having, and she brought it up. And I was like, oh, God, why? I'm trying to keep this a secret. So she brings it up, and my sister finds out. My sister doesn't speak to me for 2 years. She never asked me what the other side of global warming is. She didn't ask anything. All she did is cancel me. And this is years ago. This is 20 years ago. So if you think this cancel thing is new blood, that's how they deal. They can't talk about it. They can't articulate it. They can't give their point of view. All they can do is demonize. So, yes, I was shut down, and then I took different action. I was shut down in Hollywood, so I started doing my own show called Left Exposed. I was shut down with my sister because of a book I did that gave children another side of this fear-mongering that they were unnecessarily getting.
They make you nuts, and they won't listen. There is no truth that can come out of your mouth, only theirs. And theirs is based on a lie that somebody else told them.
That's right. And why they want to hold on to something that makes them feel bad when I'm trying to give, you know, like people on our side, we're trying to give them good news. Like, hey, you ain't got to, it ain't that bad. You know, even the stuff like with Trump, it's like, dudes, the economy was better, and the borders were getting sealed up, and which meant a whole host of things with the border being. Why would you rather go? But I don't like it. I know Christian people who said, but he tweets.
Yeah. All right. We got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes. Yeah. Think about that, people.
Now you riled
but
me up,
tweets.
And I'm happy.
Talk to you later. Okay. Well, hey, look, cut the check. We don't have to go to commercial. Be right back, people. Don't go far.
People who say he's racist, they can't.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green metal whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. So does, what does that look for? So does Fit joins me every week. She is part of, well, you are part of the solution, are you not? Or are you part of the problem? Because we can quit right now.
A little bit of both. I'm a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll right now.
You nothing country, because every time I play country, you're like, really, you're playing that while I'm on your show?
No, it's the one that you choose. I happen to love country music, but not the one you choose.
Boot Scootin' Boogie or something like that, or is that that's not?
No, country. But I do tell that to Hilton, my grandson, when I'm trying to get him to hurry up. I go, okay, it's not that Boot Scootin' that Boogie. No. But you know who I did absolutely love before they started opening their trap, their fried chicken hole, is the Dixie Chicks. This was years and years ago, but it was when Bush was, I loved them. In fact, I was getting ready to go to a concert, and then they started talking about how ashamed they are to be Americans. I'm like, okay, you can just like go somewhere. That's the politest way I can put it on the air right now.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people won't do that. They won't do, well, but I like their music, or I like their product, or I like this, or I like their, so what?
Great,
if you hurt them in your wallet, so what?
That's right. I won't know. I don't have a problem getting bootleg movies for people like George Clooney and
so I don't know if you heard this. I mean, I know you don't pay much attention to the news, but you, I'm sure you heard that Her Highness has now gone to be with Jesus. She was a very religious woman. I don't know if you knew that.
She was a very religious woman, and I was to be honest, I probably know more of her through the miniseries The Queen, The Crown, and then there was a second season of it, which was very good, and I learned a lot about her, and I learned to be fond of her. And then one of my best friends is very, very English. She's a very patriotic American as well. She's a mutual friend of ours. And I called her the day that the Queen passed away.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. How was she doing? She must have been devastated.
Yes. Devastated. And it's something that we as Americans can't, maybe it's just me, but we can't really relate to.
No, I don't get it either, but whatever.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
I was there for her as a friend. That's all I could do was, like, comfort her as a friend, but in terms of getting the whole monarchy, I don't get it.
Do you feel bad about not getting it, or do you go, well, you know what, it's their thing, right?
No, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, it's like soul food. My ex-husband doesn't get collard greens. I don't feel bad about it.
I got news for you. I'm about there with him. I don't get collard greens either. I don't get why anybody would want to eat that.
No, I think it's a black thing.
Yeah.
Collard greens is clearly a black. I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm just going to enjoy it. And you do your thing. And you eat your mayonnaise or whatever, you know, whatever. But no, we're different cultures. But it doesn't mean that I can't have an understanding. And that's what I think that we severely lack. These days is compassion and understanding for other people. No, I don't get why she was crying her eyes out the entire day about the Queen, but I can have compassion and love her through it. That's my only job.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I see the people crying. I see them just bawling their eyes out. And for them, it was a beloved person. It was no different when John Kennedy was shot, right? I mean, they were beloved people.
Right.
So it wasn't.
And like, even when Diana was killed, I didn't know that much about her. Now, afterwards, I watched a lot of the documentaries and I found that she's a pretty special woman. But, and you know, you feel badly for anybody who died in that manner, but yeah. I don't get the whole Queen King thing.
Except shutting
for
everything down.
Now, Queen Latifah.
Right?
Huh?
Oh, God. Here we go. Wouldn't we have a national day of mourning for her?
Oh my gosh, yes.
What was the last thing she ever did?
Oh, okay, you really want me to go there?
Oh, God, I know I'm going to regret this, but go ahead.
Well, you know, I don't sleep. And that's why I look like this. But I woke up this morning. It was about 4 o'clock this morning. I couldn't sleep. She's got a new movie that she produced and she's starring in. And it's so bad. I don't even understand how anything this bad gets done. But I like her. I like what Queen Latifah has done with her life. I can't think of anything that she's done that's hurt anybody or hurt the community or, you know. I think she's a good role model.
Well, I was talking to Zoe last night because, you know, he's a musician. And so we were talking about some of the things that in the entertainment world that's being put out there. And I just said to him, I said, you know, they'll spend, I don't know what, $75 for a cheap ticket to go see a Latifah, a Beyonce, one of those. And yet Christian artists can't get it.
You said $75? Is that what you just said?
Are you laughing at me? Yeah, I said $75.
About $3,000 to see Beyonce.
Oh,
in
come
a
on. Really?
No. I had a girlfriend who called me up and said, I got a deal on some Beyonce tickets.
Wait a minute. I mean, come on. That's got to be down on stage or something, right?
No. Exactly. No.
What is it? The nosebleed seats? You telling me $3,000?
Remember we used to go see Three Dog Night and Elton John was $25.
I'm not that old.
Form.
I didn't see them. I don't even know who you're talking about. Yeah.
No. You are talking kids can't afford to see ball games anymore because they're $300 and $400. So you can imagine what seeing a major star with production and. That was thousands of dollars to see a top-notch entertainer.
Yeah. Nuts. Now, you've shocked me to the point where I got nothing to say. I don't even know what to say.
There are people who are warping the minds of your kids. So you take your kids there, and they have to kind of hide your eyes at the salacious stuff that they're doing, and then they give out messages that they'll probably give a Trump hatred shout out, and you're spending thousands of dollars for this.
Wow. I don't even know. All right. Now, here's something I'm sure you've also worried about in the past. AOC is worried about marrying a white man. She fears that Trump supporters will hunt her down and kill her.
We could only hope. No, I didn't say that.
No. She was on the cover of a magazine in the edition. She was in a navy blue suit and black turtleneck with red bold lipstick. I'm thinking, she always has red bold lipstick on.
I know.
Why is that a big deal? The cover advertises discussion on masculinity, power, and politics in a post-Roe America. And she goes on to say that, you know, it's a relentless that anything is possible, she says. I believe anything is possible if you put your mind to it, except in D.C.
Uh-huh.
So spell misogyny.
Right,
they hate women. They especially hate women of color. Really? I'm sorry, who's your vice president? Who is... you got Maxine
Waters.
Oh,
I'm such a victim. I'm such a rich victim.
Yeah, so that's Sandy. People don't know she grew up in a rich neighborhood.
I don't understand what the thing about her marrying a white guy has to do with anything, though.
She says, first of all, she said that she has a short commute to work, but she's decided to take a car now because of January 6th, and she's afraid she should be killed within a month if she was walking.
I'm so scared.
God. And what else? Let's see about her husband here. Let's see. Namely, she wasn't in April. AOC said she got engaged to Riley Roberts. She shared her concerns about marrying a white man, namely that she wasn't sure an intercultural, interracial relationship would work for her. She's living with him. If it's not working now, it sure as heck ain't going to work later. If it's working now, it should work later, right? Am I drinking too much air?
Wow. You know what, though? Her followers are so stupid. They're going to latch right on to this. She could always say no. If he proposed, which I don't know that he would because
I would.
He's probably a liberal white guy who waited for her to make the moves. But she could say, no, thank you. This is too much for me. And, you know, I'm going to wait around for my brown prince charming.
God.
They're so hypocritical.
It's all the white man's problem. I know. We're terrible people. What can I tell you? Anyhow.
You're so terrible that's why she's going to marry one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can stay on and go away. I'm enjoying myself with you. I need to get coffee, though.
Yeah, I got to get coffee, too. I'll stay on because nobody's...
All right. Just don't hang up this time. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host.
Did I do that last time? I stayed on for 2 hours last week.
I know you did. Hey, I got to go to break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more with Sonya and Joe right after the break. Top of the hour.
All right.
Don't you remember you cut out at one point or something crazy like that?
Oh, that's because... Oh, no, because my daughter screamed.